So Ken is MIA in the moment because he is on social media,
What? No, I'm not.
posting about a hot take from another episode. Okay, so if you have made it even this far into the episode, first of all, thank you for your trust. Secondly, I just want to share why we've decided to dedicate an entire episode to talking about calendars because it might seem kind of boring. But honestly, there is so much juicy stuff here. And the biggest thing is that you're probably not maximizing your calendar at all to your advantage. And some of the stuff you're going to be like, gosh, how did I live without this before? Why did I not do this? And we have some really juicy tips today to maximize your productivity, improve the quality of your life so that when you are at work, you're totally focused, you're able to do your best work. And then when you're not at work, you can actually go live the rest of your life. So we've got a great episode today. So let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Life Focus, a new gamified approach to life planning that's easy, fun, and gives you a GPS for your next 10 years. You can start today at fullfocus.co/lifefocus.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Ken Freire here with Marissa Hyatt. It's
Hey.
Monday. What's up?
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Well, we got a great one today. We're talking about hacking your Google Calendar for productivity. Let's jump right in because we got a lot of tips because we really want people to be able to turn off their workday so that they could have the most time with their families and the people they love. So, Marissa, what's the first tip we got for our people?
First tip, but before we actually dive in, I do want to say if you don't use Google Calendar and you're somehow still listening to this episode, just know a lot of this will apply to you, but there are some specific things. Like the first thing that is not specific is to build your ideal week as a calendar inside Google Calendar or whatever program you use. We've talked about it multiple times on the podcast in previous episodes. This is one of my favorite hacks because if you don't know what you're trying to strive for, you're not going to be able to achieve it. And so if you have your ideal week built into your calendar, you can just click it whenever you need to reference it and decide, does this meeting or this appointment or this thing that's asking for my time, does it fit into my ideal week? And you can make that call right then and there. So highly recommend doing this. You just take your ideal week that you've created in your planner and then drop it all directly into Google Calendar.
Okay, question. Sorry, I'm going to ask dumb questions today.
Please.
Hi, everybody. So what you're saying is that you create, like, I'm looking at my Google Calendar and I've got a couple different, like, my calendars on the left side. So
Yep,
you're
there we go.
saying is you create a new calendar that you then toggle on and off on
Correct.
your, when you go to, like, calendar.google.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
You create a new calendar set, I think is technically what it's called.
Okay.
And it's your ideal week. And then you can have it, show when you need to, and you can unclick it when you don't need to see it.
Yeah, and then the thing you could do is also, like, the title for it might be Ken's Ideal Week Q1 2024. You know, and then so then you might need to make a new one for Q2 and Q3 and Q4. Then you could see kind of the patterns that have emerged.
I like that. I haven't ever done that. I always just
That's
edit
cool.
the same one. So, good tip.
Yeah. That was a little
All
pro
right,
tip.
what's our next tip?
Pick one day a week that is meeting free. So literally just block off that day that no one can meet with you, especially if you're using stuff like Calendly or Tidycal, whatever it is that, like, are automating your calendar invites. Sometimes you just need to make sure that that day is blocked off. No one internally or externally can meet with you so that you could focus on deep work.
Yes, and communicate this to your team if you have one. Better yet, if you're a leader or a business owner, implement this with your entire team. We do this at Full Focus. Wednesdays are meeting free days, and we know in the company nobody meets on Wednesdays, and it is huge for our productivity. We know guaranteed one day a week we can just get into deep work, and it's pretty awesome.
Yep.
On a similar note, we have our next tip, which is to batch your meetings. And so we do this where certain days we have kind of a company ideal week, and certain days for us are specific to internal meetings. Some are for external meetings. For me, this looks like on Thursdays. This is when I do all of my one-on-one meetings with my team. And the reason you want to do this is it actually helps you stay in the headspace. And so one of the things that is a productivity killer is something called task switching, where when you're trying to switch from one task to a next to the next, or if you have meetings that are very unrelated, or you're trying to navigate different conversations that are just all over the board, it's very difficult to stay in a great headspace. We've all felt this probably when we have, you know, an all-day meeting or something, we're able to make so much more progress than if that was split up over multiple days. So if you can, try to batch them with, you know, similar meetings. And so for me, Thursdays, that's one-on-ones.
Yeah. And it might not just be meetings. It might be like batch certain activities, right, that you do that are similar, that you need to make sure that you're blocking your time out. I remember I was just talking to a friend of mine this past weekend, and they were talking about, like, if it's not on your calendar, it's not going to happen. Right? So like, put it on your calendar, put everything there. So it's similar to batching your meetings, but just batch all your activities that are of similar brain space or brain work that you're trying to use. Which leads to the next thing, right? And this is a small hack, but change the starting day of the week. So for some of you, your week might start on Sunday or might start on Monday, whatever it is, you could change that on your calendar. I know that for some people, it's a game changer to look at it and right away know, oh, it's on Monday. Like, for a while, mine started on Sunday and it was so frustrating. And then when I found that I could change it to Monday, I'm like, I love it.
This is great because if you use a full focus planner, you know that in the full focus planner, all of our weeks start on Monday.
Yep.
And people get frustrated about this initially. But the point is that we want you thinking about your time off of work. And most people are working Monday through Friday. We get that there's outliers there, but most people are working Monday through Friday. And we want you to think of that time as really your work time. And then obviously your weekends are when you are rejuvenating and resting and connecting with your family and friends. I do this on all of my calendars. So Google Calendar, I do it on my phone, which I use the just Apple calendar or whatever it is. iCal, I think is what it's called. Yeah. And I change it there too. So everything matches. Everywhere I look, it all starts on Monday.
Guys, listeners, I just did this. I did not look through these hacks, these tips. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go check it out. This is a big deal. I'm looking at my calendar right now and I'm like, this feels very different to see. I'm a little stunned, like, to see the 2 days without any work next to each other. That feels very good. That's very nice. So I highly recommend this.
I think visually, like, it makes more sense actually than if, you know, you've got one on each side.
Okay. So then next one is speedy meetings. Tell us a little bit about this, Marissa.
Yes. So this is one of my favorite hacks. So if you go, this is Google Calendar specific. I'm sure other calendar systems have similar tips, but it's called Speedy Meetings. And you can find this when you go to Google Calendar and you go to your settings. We click the little gear in the top, click settings. And then if you scroll down, you'll see where it says event settings and you can select your default duration. And then there's a checkbox to do speedy meetings. And what this means is that if you had a 30-minute meeting, it's going to default to scheduling that for only 25 minutes. And then what this does is it gives you buffer in your day. If you scheduled an hour meeting, it will actually schedule it for only 50 minutes. So you get a 10-minute break. And if you're anything like me and you spend a lot of your days in meetings, this is so helpful, especially if you have one day where, like me, you have pretty much nonstop one-on-one meetings and you're just in there and cranking. You got to get up and go to the bathroom and you need to go refill your water cup or, you know, check your text messages and make sure nobody's needing something urgent from you or whatever. And you know that now in our mostly virtual environment, it is nonstop. Like, you are not walking from room to room. You're usually sitting straight in front of your computer for hours at a time. And I love this because it gives you the ability to build in buffer into your calendar. Have you guys done this?
I just did it. I mean, when you were talking about it, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then the other one that I just forgot about as you were talking was the working hours and location. So this is actually relatively new, but you could specify what working hours, where you're at, right? So that when you try to set a meeting outside of those hours, it'll let them know, like, hey, they, they're not available. And also in the location, like we're hybrid. So there are days that we go into the office that we're like, oh, this is perfect. Or when we're not in the office. So it's a great one, great tip there as well. So yeah, I just added a speedy one because I was like, oh, that's great. Especially when we're podcasting.
The other thing that I do is I have two calendar sets, I guess you call them. I have one for meetings and then I have one for my task. And so this is really to help me make sure that I have enough time to complete the work that I need to complete. This is especially if you're in a position where you're in meetings a lot, it's really easy to forget to schedule time to actually go do the work or do all the action items that came out of those meetings. And so I have one that's blue, which is my meetings, and one that's green, which is my task. And it really helps me visually see the time that I'm going to be spending in meetings versus actually doing the work. And so I'll go into my calendar. Usually I do this during my weekly preview. And when I know what those weekly big three are, I usually go in and schedule time to actually accomplish those. And it makes such a big difference. I used to not do this, but then your calendar just inevitably gets filled up with other people saying, oh, well, I need to do this. And all I have to do is say, oh, I'm actually unavailable at that time, because I already scheduled in whatever task I needed to complete.
I love it.
Let's move on to the next one, which is to add your daily rituals. Have you guys done this? Like, do you have your rituals on your calendar?
I do not.
Okay, Nick, you got to do it.
Ooh, Marissa just came out.
Yes, I did. I do.
It's
Wait. Can I, let me say, I did actually this week. It's in my planner. It's on my calendar. This starting Friday and then today, I did include my weekly preview slot on the calendar, which I'd never done before.
Way to go.
And so that happened today. That's something.
Well, you know what would be actually fun would be for us to share like what our calendar looks like. Like we should share a screenshot in the community.
Maybe.
So that people can see, because mine's going to look really different than y'all's.
Sure.
Are you talking about our ideal week or our normal?
I was thinking your regular week.
Oh.
Like, so we can show how we're scheduling in. Like for me, I schedule in my rituals the first 30 minutes. So from 9 to 9:30, I have my workday startup ritual. And then we end our day here at 3 p.m. And so from 2:30 to 3, I have my workday shut down there. And then I have my weekly preview scheduled every single Sunday. So.
Yeah, I do both. Well, I have it in my ideal week now that it's on my calendar. And in my ideal week, I could actually have it so that it shows two different colors. I know this is going to sound weird. I probably need to show a visual so that one is shows the purple and then it also shows what calendar it's a part of so that I don't need to put it on my regular calendar because I'm just going by my ideal week, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but do people not try to schedule meetings with you during those times?
No, I have it blocked off on the working hours so that they can't schedule meetings with me.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So another great tip here is to schedule time for your goals. So similarly to your daily rituals, you need to actually schedule time for your goals. We have talked about this again, but if you have an exercise goal, for instance, make sure you're putting that on your calendar as if it were an appointment. Or if you're like me and you have a financial goal this quarter, for me, I do a weekly kind of money ritual that I do every single week, and I have that blocked off just right before my weekly preview. So make sure you actually schedule time for your goals. Easily overlooked.
Yep. Okay, then the next one is focus time. So like auto-decline meetings. This is something you could do where it just auto-declines and be like, nope, I don't want to talk to you. I do this all the time to Marissa. It's great.
Yeah, I do this actually on our like meeting free days. And so that way it basically just sends a message that tells people. You can also do this similarly with your out of office. You can schedule your out of office time. So if you're taking PTO, for instance, put it on your calendar. And then if someone tries to schedule a meeting with you on those days, they'll get a response back that says, hey, sorry, I'm going to be out of office during those days. Or, hey, sorry, you try to schedule a meeting with me during my focus time, you know, basically pick another time or something to that effect. And you can edit that message and make it sound however you want. But it's a super helpful tool, especially if you're getting a lot of meeting requests. And maybe you're like me and sometimes you're like, well, all right, I'll bend the rules. And the great news is you never even see the request come in. It immediately declines it.
Yeah. Where is that in the settings? I'm just trying to, so if someone was like,
it's not in your settings. So this is in your actual calendar. When you go to create, you create focus time. And you'll see where it says, there's a checkbox that says automatically decline meetings. And it says only new meetings or new and existing meetings. And then you can change your message to whatever you want it to say there.
Nice.
Our next tip is to state the purpose and desired outcome for meetings that you're scheduling. So I find that this is really a useful tool if you're trying to have your meetings and just your calendar in general be as productive as possible. If you know going in, and therefore everyone else who's also in that meeting knows, here's what we're trying to do. This is the reason that we're meeting. And here's what we hope to get out of it. It drastically improves your meeting. The worst, and we've all been there, is when someone calls a meeting and then you show up to the meeting and you're like, what are we doing here? Why am I in this meeting?
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of maybe thinking the whole time before, I want to cancel this, or how can I get out? Because you don't have a clear understanding of what the purpose is and why you're being brought in. So definitely try to state that in the description if you can. I usually just do purpose and then what the purpose is and then desired outcome and whatever outcome I'm looking for.
Yeah. The other thing that I would say with when you're scheduling a meeting, especially if it's a virtual meeting, this is something I do because I've just learned the hard way. Take the Zoom link or whatever you're using and put it both in the location and in the notes section. Because sometimes one of them is going to break, or depending on what app you're using or whatever happens, you want to have it in both places. So just a little hack so you're not wasting your time trying to figure out where it's at and what's happening. It's becoming a pet peeve of mine.
Everybody else will thank you too.
Yes, exactly. And then the last one is make sure you have your Google Calendar offline. So a lot of people don't do this, but you can, if you're offline, if you don't have Wi-Fi, sometimes it won't come up and then you won't be able to edit anything. But if you access it so it's offline, you can start to edit, you can change things. And then when you get Wi-Fi or internet access again, it will change. So make sure you do this. This is a great little tip for those of you, like, especially if you're flying or you just, for some reason, don't have access to it. Fun little thing you can do.
Okay. And if you're like me and you didn't have this, because I didn't have this, it's under your settings in Google Calendar. And it just says towards the bottom, offline. And it says, turn on offline calendar. So good to know. Thank you, because I didn't have that on.
It's a fun one.
Amazing. Well, hopefully this is really helpful. To me, I feel like the calendar is such a gold mine of opportunity to improve your productivity. And it's something that we often just don't spend a lot of time on, especially if you're not in an executive seat where you might have somebody like an assistant who's running your calendar, who's like a master at your calendar. This kind of stuff will save you a ton of time, save everybody else a ton of time, and just enable you to be as productive as possible so that you can be super present at work and then really present in your time outside of whatever you do at work. Any final thoughts here?
My final thought is that if you are in a lot of meetings, for example, whether internally or especially externally, I would say use something like Calendly or TidyCal or appointment schedule on Google Calendar, something where it can automate all the back and forth of setting up meetings. Because I think that is the biggest time killer that most people have. It drives me nuts. So send one of those. It's a game changer. I love it. I do it all
actually
the time.
Just realized I forgot a hack on this. Google has now created the option when you're sending an email out of Gmail that you can send people available times. So if you don't have Calendly or one of these other tools, or you don't want to pay for those, you can do this right inside your email. And it is, there's a little button that looks like a calendar. Kind of, it's like a little...
And it's when you're writing an email.
It's when you're writing an email.
Yep.
Sorry.
It's at the bottom right.
Let me try this again. Bottom right. Yes. There's a little calendar looking icon. And if you click that, you'll be able to go into your calendar and select time options that you want to send to somebody in an email, which is amazing. So if you don't have an assistant, if you don't have Calendly, this is a great option as well.
Ooh, I like it.
Well, you probably know the benefits of the compound effect of small actions through daily habits. But the biggest question is, where are those habits leading you? Well, without a clear destination, it's really challenging to stay on course and keep up your motivation. So how do you decide which habits to prioritize in any given day, month, or even year? Well, the answer is a life plan. We here at Full Focus have created Life Focus, which is a brand new gamified approach to life planning. Each Life Focus kit comes with 11 card decks to help you define your personal mission, identify your personal values, describe your desired future, and determine your next steps, including the key milestones and essential habits to help you achieve your plan. By the end of this fun and easy process, you won't just have a vision for your life, you'll have the next steps and habits to pursue a life of greater direction, growth, and purpose. And right now, just for being a listener of Focus on This, we are giving you 15% off our Life Focus kit and our course. So just go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus and use the code FOT15 to get started.
Okay, everybody, we're back. I get to run in here and ask questions to our professional, full focus planner. They're not even certified pros. We love our certified pros, but that's not even what we'd call Ken and Marissa. What do we call you?
We're just, I don't know, experts. I don't know.
Master pros, experts.
Masterpieces.
Masterpieces.
That goes back to previous to the recording, but I get to ask some questions from the community that have been asked, and maybe these questions are useful for you. And I got two for you this week. One is from Corey. He asks, what are your top tips for making it a habit to actually use the Full Focus planner? I'm finding I'm letting most of the week go by without touching the weekly pages. I'll do a review on Sunday evenings to get ready for the week and set my big three, but then I don't have the habit installed to actually use the planner. What have you found that helps install this habit? Thank you, friends. And I'm bringing this up because in various parts of my planner journey, I have felt this. Yeah. I'm just sharing that with you and see what you have.
I feel like this is common for sure, especially as you're getting in the groove of using one. And my recommendation is two things. First of all, keep your planner with you wherever you go. You know, like if you're traveling to and from meetings, keep your planner with you. If you know you have a purse or a backpack or something like that, keep it with you. Or if you work at home or at an office and you have a desk, keep your planner out on the desk so it's a visual trigger to go use it. And then the other thing is to set a reminder. So first thing I would do is, just like we were talking about, get your workday startup ritual scheduled on your actual calendar and have that ping you with a reminder that it's time to do that, so that you're able to go, okay, now I need to go set my daily big three and actually use this thing, and then keep your planner out throughout the day so you're constantly looking at it.
Yeah. I was going to say something similar. Like if you have a laptop, before you open your laptop, put it on top of your laptop, right? Or keep it open if you have, I think it's easier to keep it open if you have the binder, right? The loose leaf one. Or sometimes just put your planner on top of the keyboard, right? Like just somewhere where it has to interrupt your normal routine. Of like, oh, I'm just going to turn on the laptop. So then you can start doing that. The other thing is just make sure you schedule time to do it on your calendar, right? Like this is why the daily routines are so important, whether it's a startup or the shutdown routine, or if you do it in the evening or morning routine, you need to have it somewhere where you could actually say, I'm doing this and checking it off. Like it's part of my daily routine. Great. I checked it off. I did it. Right. If you keep it in your bag and you're doing a bunch of other stuff, it doesn't work.
Yeah. The issue that I've had is that I'll have it on my desk, my beautiful blush planner.
Yeah.
And then it's closed. And so I'll get to work and I'll start working. And then I might remember halfway through the day and go, but I'm so busy right now, I don't have time to go back. So
our planners do stay open.
Everybody watching the video, Marissa has just pulled out her planner flat.
I'm pulling my planner out and I'm just holding it with one hand and it stays open. So all you have to do is, if your planner is brand new, sometimes you have to bend it back a little bit so that the binding, you know, will be a little more flexible, but it should stay open. I mean, we have created these, every single style that we sell should have the ability to stay open for you for this exact purpose, because we, if it's closed, you're not going to use it.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. A sales pitch, like a marketing little, that was perfect. We planned that ahead of time. Okay. Now this second thing, the second post from Misty is a little bit different, but I did text you a little bit about this. I don't know if Marissa engaged in this idea. Ken and I talked about it briefly.
Oh, then it must have been a masterpiece. It was a masterpiece. Well,
just going to read it. We're just going to see how we feel. Misty writes, out of curiosity, is anyone else's morning ritual over 2 hours long?
Oh, yeah.
Mine is 3, and I have to wake up at 5 a.m. to do it. Not a problem for me. I have to get my son up for his zero-hour high school class anyway, just to get to work by 8:30. I have no regrets and get so much out of this time on the treadmill, mindfulness meditation, journaling, and appreciate that I do not have to feel rushed at all while getting ready. But I was wondering if I wasn't the only crazy one. And I will say that, I mean, you've probably seen the comments on this. There are a lot of people who have some pretty lengthy morning rituals. And so I just am throwing it out there. How long is yours? Like, would you ever do 2.5 hours? What do we think about this?
I would say that every season of life will dictate what your rituals are going to look like, right? So if she has the opportunity and the time to do that, great. Like, go for it. And if it works for you, it works for you. That's awesome. Other seasons of life, like right now, myself, I have 4 little kids at home. Like, that is not going to fly, right?
It probably could. Daddy's doing his ritual.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'd have to wake up at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, right? To do that. And I like sleep too much. So that's not going to happen. But yeah, if you have the
opportunity.
Yeah, I have to go to bed at 7. It just doesn't work, right? Like, but if it works for you, great. I think the biggest thing, I would say 2 things when you're creating those type of routines. Number one, are you achieving the double win? Like, if it's helping you get the double win, awesome, right? And then the second thing is that, like, is it helping you achieve the goals that you have set forth in place, right? If all of a sudden you have a 3-hour daily routine, but you're not executing on your goals, you may need to start shaving time of that off so that you can spend time on your goals, right? Whatever you want to execute on. So again, it all depends on the person. She said she's loving it. It's great. It's helping her. Then by all means, go for it. But other people.
It sounds like based on what she shared that's in her goal, it is helping her achieve a double win. And it is helping her potentially, I don't know what her goals are, but you know, if she has a meditation, you know, habit goal or something like that, it sounds like it would be helpful to that. So I agree completely, Ken. I feel like this is so dependent on the stage of life that you're in and what works and what doesn't. And so for me, I do have about a 2.5-hour morning routine as well. And it's great. And I love a leisurely morning. I do not like to feel rushed. I do not want to just like jump in and then I have to cram everything into 30 minutes or something. That feels really stressful to me. I live alone. I don't have any children. So I'm able to take my sweet time and spend, you know, time journaling and meditating and doing all the things that I love to do in the mornings. So I think you have to figure out what works for you. And it's no two routines are going to look the same for anybody. And that's in terms of what they consist of and how much time it's going to take them. I will say, though, on this note, my encouragement would be to figure out an abbreviated version of that you can do if life gets crazy or if you just have a crazy day and you need to get in those, what we've previously referred to as non-negotiables. Figure out what those are for you and create an abbreviated version for when life happens. Because what you don't want is that your morning routine has become so, you know, long that something changes at work or, you know, somebody gets sick or whatever happens, and then your entire morning routine goes out the window. You still want to be able to get those non-negotiables in on crazy days.
Am I making crazy? This up? Or did we talk about doing a sleep episode? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I feel like we did talk about that.
Because you talk about a 2.5-hour routine. Now I went, what time is everyone going to bed? And what time are people waking up here on this podcast?
Right.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Okay, don't tell me. We'll do it in a future. We'll save this for a future episode where we talk about sleep. But I'm totally very curious.
We should do one on rituals and really like dive into ours. That could be interesting too.
All right. Well, moving on. We're moving on then. All right. Thank you everyone in the community. I need to point out that, for example, that ritual one has 60 comments on it and 40 reactions. So if you're looking for people who are thinking about, look, you're at the end of a podcast episode about using your Google Calendar to achieve your goals. If you're not in the Facebook planner community, I don't know what you're doing. That is the place for you. So go to, what is it, fullfocus.co/community?
Yes.
And you'll be right there. So go check that out.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Thanks for joining us on Focus on This.
Sorry.
You want me to do it again? Here we go.
Mine went away and I couldn't find it.
And we have to leave that in because we did leave this in for Ken one time. So
we did.
So okay. It's just
we gotta even it out. Okay. All right. Well, this is the most productive podcast on the internet. So please share it with your friends and be sure to join us in the Full Focus Planner community on Facebook at fullfocus.co/community so you can benefit from the creativity and encouragement of people chasing big goals just like you.
We'll be here next week with another great episode.
And until then, stay focused. Wow.
Tried so hard to read you virtually.
Wow. This episode is brought to you by Life Focus, a new gamified approach to life planning that's easy, fun, and gives you a GPS for your next 10 years. You can start today at fullfocus.co/lifefocus.